This is the world broadcast of Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad Speaks, the program that's dedicated to community development and human dignity. And now, Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad.
You mean a bias? Yes, you mean a bias. Our color, informally speaking, not strictly speaking, we know strictly speaking hues are not colors, strictly speaking. But hue is a bias. And it's a bias based not in reality, but based in the makeup of the creature. That's why they say to make a mistake is human. That's what the philosopher says. To make a mistake is human. To forgive is divine. Now, we don't agree with both his statements. We think it all of it is human. To make a mistake is human, and to forgive is human. Both is human. So we know human. You means influence. Influence. Something subject to human influence. You means also an allusion to the matter, saying God made the man from the earth. And they call the earth top soil, the living soil, what do they call it? Human soil. So it's an allusion to the matter that the man supposedly have been made from, and it's also an allusion to his own opinion. That he's a creature of his own opinion. Other creatures don't have their own opinion. They still follow God's law for them. The bird still makes his nest the same way. The roast still follows the same custom. But it's only this human being that comes up with his own opinions of things. That's why he's huge man. Yeah. Now, he says a human is the only God. Only Allah. Oh, what a foolish statement. He's worse than the Christians. He criticizes. The Christians don't say the human of Jesus is God. They say the divine of Jesus is God. They got more sense than he has. And he criticizes them for believing in Jesus. Well, well, well. Say, y'all, you shouldn't talk about another brother. I talk about another mother. Yes. My obligation to Allah is more important than friendship. More important than ethnicity. More important than past comradeship. He deviated from the comradeship laws that we had even in that darkness. Form and progression. When the prophet answered Pharaoh, what did he say? Yes. Pharaoh wanted to know, so who is this Lord? This Allah that you're talking about. The prophet said, the one who gave every creature his form and thereafter his guidance. How wonderful it is. How wonderful it is. The one who gave every creature his khalq, his form, and thereafter his guidance. So he's telling Pharaoh very subtly, very diplomatically, because he was claiming to be God. See, and the prophet was just a mortal being. So he's being very subtle, very diplomatic with Pharaoh. But he's telling Pharaoh, mister, you're a dumbbell. Now, if you want to get this again, come back to your own form, then you will get guidance. You ain't no God, you're a mortal being just like me. Poor fella, now come back to your form and then you will get guidance. Praise be to Allah. This religion is a religion for men and women, not babies, not toddlers. Weeping and crying toddlers, no. You got to firm up if you want to live this religion. This religion been made for adulthood. Yes. Ain't nowhere in the Quran where we are addressed as little children. That's the other scripture does that. My little children. No, this is a religion for adults. Oh, yes. So, Allah calls on the intellect of man to heed, form, that forms will guide man to the proper discipline for those forms. For in creating the forms, he evolved the discipline. So in the form, there is guidance. How come the scientist can follow this logic when he's in the lab, but go to church and forget it? Yes, this logic of the Quran is accepted in the scientific laboratory. That if you want to know the discipline for a creature, first know the form. You don't find a discipline for a creature before finding its form. The form, in the form, the discipline is implicit. So how are we to behave? What should be our aspiration? We are not angels in form. Our aspiration should be human. We are political creatures. We need leadership. We order our society, and we must have some focal point for leadership. This is natural for human beings. So we are political creatures. We are social creatures. We don't like to live alone. We have to mate to reproduce ourselves. We can't progress the world if we're going to depend only on the first generation. We need generations to continue our work if we are to establish society. So we are social creatures. We must exist as a social unit. Right? Okay. See, when you study the form, you know what you need. So already, just those two questions on our form have established that we need government and that we need social functions. Right? And we can go on talking about the form of man. And out of his form we can read, or in his form we can read, his needs. It ain't no spooky matter. Just come home to Allah. Come home to what Allah has established and leave your own fancy. So, dear beloved people, Allah says, أَلَا لِلَّهِ الْخَلْقُ وَالْعَمْرُ. Then, is there not for Allah both the creation and the command? Ah, how wonderful it is. Now, what is this idea? That a ruler now has been exalted in the heavens and called to sit down on the right-hand side of the Father to regulate affairs, to receive repentance, to forgive, to be an arbiter, et cetera, et cetera. What is this idea? Oh, what does Allah say to this? You think I speak harshly? What does Allah say to this? He say, if Allah should cause Jesus and Mary and every creature on earth to die or be destroyed, then what God will you turn to then to get them back? Now, this doesn't insult Jesus. This insults his backward following. His misguided backward following. Because he is seen in the Bible praying as we pray, with his hand, knees, feet, forehead touching the ground, praying to a superior. And he says in the gospel, I know not what will happen on tomorrow, only God. And he says in the Bible, the sent is not equal with the sender. I read the Bible, see. You all might have felt the Bible. I read it. Yes, so Jesus would have no problem with what I'm saying. I can imagine him now jumping in his spirit, wherever he is, saying, oh, this is wonderful. What is happening on earth in these times? Praise be to Allah, or I should say in Chicago in these times. Because Chicago is a more troublesome environment in these times. Oh, yeah. More confused environment in these times. Pitiful state that this city is in right now. Praise be to Allah. So, dear people, we question the idea because Allah has bid us to question it. We reject the idea because Allah bid us reject it. That anyone has been raised from the mortal family, or from flesh, or from creation, Mary or anything else, to the position of Lord with God, where that person sits on the right hand of God. That means he has become God's friend. Right hand means a strength. That means God is weaker than he. Jesus in the member of God now is stronger than God. Saying he becomes the right hand of God. So here is God have to make himself a right arm. Was he only a lefty? Excuse the language, but this is the kind of language you need to bring you to sense. Those who fabricate scriptures, they have to outdo their predecessors. So if David has said that God will cause his enemies to become his footstool, he would exalt David, give him victory and exalt him above his enemies, and will make all of his enemies his footstool. So the one who adds to the drama, he has to make it even more dramatic. So now, the next fabricator, he says, and this son was born of a virgin woman and no father, and for the purpose of coming in the world as God, dying as flesh, and then returning to heaven, whole soul and body, and ruling on the right-hand side of the Father. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And the Bible says, do not put yeast in the bread. Because the yeast is something that inflates. And inflate means exaggeration, lies, etc. If I say he inflated that story, man, that means he added to it and he lied, put a lot of lies in it. All right. And you know, we were told to put yeast in our bread. Plenty yeast in our bread. And I bear witness that it was inflated. Full of air. A lot of lies. And beating it didn't take it out. Now he said beat it. You beat it, it rise right back up again. And one way to get rid of it, burn it up. Doesn't rise up after that fire hit it enough. Now, so this area is addressing this big lie. Why should we look for a connection with a small thing before we look for a connection with a big thing? The average person will read the Quran where Allah says something, and he will see a connection with a small thing, and he thinks that's the connection. Perhaps it alludes to that too. But what does it address specifically? That's the substance of the revelation. To see what it addresses specifically. And here,
this thing is not for, is there not for them? Is there not for law, both the creation and the command? This addressed the charge that he had a son now to take over the command from him. He created the world and rested, and now a son takes over the command. That God the Father's role is not the command. His role was just to create. He has a son to command. That's why it is said in the Quran, Ala lillahi al-khalq wal-amr. Is not then there in Allah both the creation and the command? What are you going to do, cheat in the God? You take God and say this is God and then dismember him and mess him up, make him a paranoid? Make him a victim of split personalities? Make him a frail, weak, milksop human? That's what the scripture makes out of God. And then say, well, he went as far as he could go as creator. And now the rule on earth is not in the hands of the creator. The rule now is in the hand of man. What are you ruling? Your mental hospitals keep getting fuller and fuller. The environment keeps getting worse and worse with you ruling. Doomsday keeps getting nearer and nearer because of your action. So how do you qualify as a God to take over from the Creator? So Allah says, then is not there for Allah, the one God, not a son, not one of you mortals, is not then there for Allah, both the creation and the command? And Allah says in the Quran, in Laylatul Qadr, that the angels and the spirit, the Holy Spirit and the angels, they descend by his order, by his command. So who is the commander? Allah is the commander. He commands the Holy Spirit. And he commands the angels. And they follow only what he has ordered for them. They following every order. Salamun. Why now? It's peace now. How come? How do you arrive at peace? By accepting that he is the commander and following his orders. Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Peace it is to the rising of the dawn. What is the dawn? This is night. What is night? Night is faithful obedience. The dawn is rational thought. Peace it is to the rise of the dawn. Then when man starts to rise up in his intellect, the peace is broken. Because he begins, as Allah said in the Quran, he begins to think himself to be self-important or self-sufficient. That he needs no Allah. That Allah has finished his work. Now man takes over. This is what the West tells us. This is what has separated the mental continuity of the West, has split that continuity, has denied them mental integrity. Show me a Western thinker with mental integrity. He doesn't have it. It's impossible for him. Why? Because he believes in secularism on one side and faith on the other side. He doesn't admit divine knowledge into one side, and he doesn't admit scientific knowledge into the other side. He's a freak of a weird sort. Yes, in his mental makeup. And he allowed himself to follow the scheme that the Jacobites put on the Europeans to contain them. See, Greece once had to contain Europe. And in their mythology, they call it Europa. And they bound Europa as a cow and tied her. Yes, this is in Greek mythology. And Greek mythology, if you've been to college, if you study mythology, mythology is to be interpreted into real world. It's symbols hiding real knowledge. Now here come the Jacobites, and they set their traps too. to contain the European man. It has contained him until today. And right now, he gives his allegiance. I'm talking about America. He gives his allegiance more to the ungodly Jew than he gives it to the godly Jew. How much will our government give to faithful Jews, to real religious Jews? But look what it gives to a maniac, a criminal, a war maker, a militarist government, an expansionist government. It fits those descriptions perfect. Look what America gives that government of Begin, who has violated even the morals of a savage society. Not to speak of scripture, he violated the decency of a savage society. But look how our leaders stand by him, continue support to him, played a two-faced, played a hypocrite with the Palestinians and with other Arabs, deceived them, making them think that we are just, we are fair-handed, while constantly trying to reinforce their support for Israel. Yes. So this religion is for grown-ups. For grown-ups. For grown-up Americans, too. Grown-up Americans, they demand all their rights. And American is a kind of democracy, it's a peculiar democracy. It's a kind of democracy that allows its citizens to be patriotic while attacking their president, while attacking even the Constitution of these United States. A citizen has the right to attack the Constitution of the United States. And if he can prove he can bring in better, then he has the right to sell that doctrine or to publish that philosophy and to gain following. And if he's able to, he can change the Constitution of these United States. That's all provided in the Constitution of these United States. So don't sit here and look at me with your stool pigeon self. Your weak Uncle Tom self. Serving as little dumbbell soldiers, little dumbbell officers to watch your own people and go and report to your bosses. And half the time they ain't even interested in what you have to report. They don't respect you. They look down on you. You're inferior material in their eyes. They hate to stomach you, but they got to stomach you sometimes because they're afraid maybe if they turn, they won't hear you, won't listen to you. One time, you have something important to say. I don't care what kind of commitment you got to people other than Allah. If you accept me, give your support to me, become a Muslim, follow Muhammad, and support me as your imam, you can tab every commitment they gave you, you made with them. You can give them back whatever card you carry. You can quit the job, and ain't nothing they can do if your decision to come this way is sincere. Ain't nothing they can do. I don't care how frightening their threats are. Ain't nothing they can do. Then, is there not for Allah both the creation and the command? Praise be to Allah. Now, dear beloved people, we have to understand that this religion does not encourage us to trust speculation, guesswork, blind feelings, etc. We have to obey. Allah says, obey. And the believers say in the Quran, as Allah has revealed it, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear and we obey. We hear and we obey. What is that saying? Many will think it means We don't think about it. We hear what God says, act on it. How can you hear it without thinking about it? When you're not thinking, that's when you can't hear. Right? To hear, you got to think. Hearing is a thinking process. Listen carefully. This is very important. They say, we hear and we obey. What is that addressing? That's addressing the methodology in the church. The church tell you to feel and respond. Allah tell us to hear and respond.
You've been listening to Imam Warif Deen Muhammad.